You and your loved ones can be Disney characters. At sockandkey.com, you can submit your family's photos and their artists will hand-draw each person from scratch to look like characters from your favorite movies and shows. Select from the Disney classics, the world of Marvel, the Star Wars galaxy, and many more at sockandkey.com. This also makes a great unique Christmas gift for the Disney and movie fans in your life. You'll go down in family history as the best gift giver of all time. Hurry and order quick, as sockandkey.com gets very busy during the holidays and raises prices to keep up with demand the closer it gets to Christmas. Use code DISNEYNERDS for 20% off your order. That's sockandkey.com, sockandkey.com.
Welcome to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome to show number 414 of the Disney Nerds Podcast. Hey guys, how's it going? This is Ed, and welcome back to the show. Well, the Disney Nerds are fresh off their meetup weekend down at Walt Disney World. We had our 8th annual meetups, and it was a blast and a success all the way around. We're going to have all our co-hosts on for show 415 next week, and we're going to talk all about it. For now, though, I'm going to share with you probably one of the best days I've had at Hollywood Studios as a solo. So what we're going to do tonight is I want to share with you some of the things I did on probably one of the best days I've had at Hollywood Studios in a long time. Now, when I say that, let me kind of preface it by saying it was a solo day for myself. So it was mainly along the lines of I got to do anything I wanted to do and as many times as I wanted to do it. And the day was kind of a Star Wars day. Now, I'm throwing a blog post together about this, and we're going to talk about it next week with our co-hosts. So I'm not going to go into too many details other than to say is I rope-dropped Hollywood Studios. I was able to get on all the major rides, and I spent a lot of time with the Star Wars attractions. I must have rode Smuggler's Run probably a dozen, maybe 13 times. Star Tours, probably about 8 or 9 times. And I did get on Rise of Resistance that morning. So that made my day right there. What was fun about doing the Star Wars rides is that, again, Star Tours is different every time you go on it. So that's always a fun thing to do. And Smuggler's Run, I haven't gotten tired of it yet. So going on it a dozen or so times, it's like nothing. I took advantage of the single rider line, and we've talked about that in the past. We're going to talk about that in the future. Definitely worth the while. Hopefully, once Ratatouille opens up their single rider line, it's going to be the same over there. One of the things I deal with as a single or a solo traveler in Walt Disney World, and especially Smuggler's Run, and I said this earlier in a different show, is that even if I get on the standby line, more than likely, I'm still going to be the engineer. So it happens, and that's why I use the single rider line. I did find out on this trip, the single rider line didn't open up until the park's real hours, 9 o'clock. So even though we were in there at 8 o'clock and 8:30, single rider still wasn't open yet, which didn't matter. I was able to do plenty of other things. Okay, so now what we're going to do tonight is I'm going to take you to the parks. I'm going to take you to Hollywood Studios, and I'm going to take you on the Star Wars rides with me. We're going to start out with Star Tours, so here we go.
Airspeeder rental companies are located on level 4. Thank you.
Hey guys, this is Ed, and we're going to take a ride in Disney's Hollywood Studios. We're at Star Tours. Come along with me.
Mr. Danforth, please meet your party at Star Tours baggage claim. Thank you.
We droids aren't allowed to wait during the session. Oh, no. And the last thing I want to do is get into trouble. Because I love it here. Watch your language. There are younglings here.
Hello.
Hi. Can I navigate B, please?
Thank you.
Please pay attention to the following safety information. When the automatic doors
are going to go to room 2.
Thank you.
Across the lab into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across the line, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraint securely fastened, and please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
All right, if you can hear me, raise your hands in the air. All right, so my room 5, if you can hear me, definitely raise your hands in the air. All right, my room 5, when the door is open, please do not move. I'm
going to
have to check the room for
something.
Yes, I need to
see your son. All passengers, please prepare for immediate boarding.
Please put all your bags and belongings all the way underneath your seats, and I do mean all the way underneath your seats. If you have any canes, umbrellas, lightsabers, be sure to put them more boxes under your feet during the duration of this flight. By rows 2 through 4, watch out for lights on your right, but we'll be closing the door. Buckle in your belt, I will be back to set my ball. Princess, we are here. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4 and 5. Please make sure to keep your mask over your mouth and nose over the entire duration of your flight. I'm sure your faces are beautiful, but I don't want to see them right now. Also, make sure all feet are pointing towards the ground, not over your legs or on the seat. Now is the perfect time to put on your flight glasses. Have a safe flight. Thank you for choosing Star Tours.
Way to go, Cody.
Star Tours 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401, that's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiating.
Excuse me, you don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait! R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it!
Oh, shoot. Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am seeking...
We know you have this rebel spy on board.
I've never seen that human before.
Thank you. Okay.
You underestimate my power.
Welcome, Star Tours. I trust our colleague is safe?
Safe? Have you any idea what we've been through?
We're on your deck, Captain.
Captain? Glad to be of service. Well, we're all in the Rebel Alliance now, so may the Force be with us. Thank you for flying Star Tours!
Please remain seated until the captain has opened the exit doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Be sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Goodbye.
So, you know, Star Tours is my favorite, and I don't know why I didn't think of recording those earlier. I know they're really paranoid about you using video on there, but I thought this is actually appropriate to do for recordings, because you'll be able to get so many of the different mix-ups on the different missions and such like that. I did notice on, I'm not sure how many times I did Star Tours today, or that Sunday. It was probably, I don't know, maybe 8 times. But I did notice that when Darth Vader comes up at the beginning of the mission and tries to stop you looking for the spy, when Kylo Ren does it, it's the identical like scene. It's just the bad guy changed. So I thought that was pretty cool. Something else that was kind of cool was the store itself has been pretty much cleared out in the middle. There's still merchandise around the edges of it on the walls. But that whole area in the center where they used to have originally the droid building, those little droids, and they just had generally like those turnstile stands of pins and such like that, that's all gone. Thank goodness, because that was always a pain in the butt getting out of the store after the ride. So that was very, very cool. Good to see that. Now we're going to take a ride on the Smuggler's Run, the Millennium Falcon ride, and I use the single rider line exclusively. It was incredible. I got to recommend it to you. Even if you have a party of 4, you could pretty much get on that ride pretty quickly, all 4 of you, and there's a really good chance you're going to ride together, no matter what they tell you. So I went on Smuggler's Run probably about a dozen times on Sunday. And when you think about it, that's like 3 years worth of riding it. If you go to the park a couple times and you ride it once or twice, so that was pretty cool. And I did find a lot of stuff. Not a lot, but you did figure some things out. I found a hidden Mickey. So that was pretty cool. In the loading room right before you get into the Falcon's cockpit, as you're getting that whole speech about how you're going to do well and what you're going to do, you see a little hidden Mickey on the side of the console there. I'll throw a picture into the show notes for that guy. All those different missions was pretty cool because I almost felt like I was a crew member kind of looking for a crew, because as a single rider, you get put in with the crews, and you'll hear it in the recording in the beginning where you have the cast member just saying how many people are in the crew from the regular line, the standby. And then if there's anybody missing, you go to the single rider line if there's nobody else in line, one or two. So that kind of means you're going to mainly be the engineer. And unfortunately, that's kind of a boring job on the ship, but you make the best of it. And you do learn a lot of things. As far as the engineer goes, just basically hit everything that's flashing, and that keeps you at 100%, and that gets you all the points you can get, or the credits at the end of the mission. Now, after a dozen rides, I was the pilot once, so that worked out. Nobody in that family wanted to be the pilot at all. I was the gunner twice, and the rest of the times I was engineer. And what was cool as far as a gunner, and you'll hear me talk about this, and this is something you only kind of learn if you do this, if you ride the ride a couple times, you don't have to keep pushing the gunner's button. You hold the gunner's button down and it just keeps on shooting. And it's something else I have to look into is that when you sit down in the gunner seat and you open up your console, you push the button, a little thing pops up saying, do you want automatic targeting or not? So I don't know if you get better points without it, or how you even try to target without it. So every time, those 2 times I was on there, I had the targeting both times, And, you know, it was pretty cool. You hold the button down, it kind of keeps shooting everything it has to shoot. The other thing kind of fun about the cruise, or all the different crews, was that you had people to talk to on a day in the parks when you didn't have anybody that you came with. A solo day in the parks are fun, but, you know, you do want to talk to people. And it was so cool because, as like I said, the extended crew member, I was kind of like the extra man. But it was so cool in that some crews, it didn't matter. Some crews, it was just like everybody was quiet. Nobody was talking. Some people just said, you know, they were talking back and forth. And for the most part, once you got into the cockpit, everybody lets loose. You'll hear screaming and yelling and, you know, cheering everybody on. So all the way around, a very, very fun experience. Now the crew you're going to hear coming up, probably one of the best crews I was with that day. So listen in, this is my ride on Smuggler's Run. And again, single rider line, I cannot say enough about it. You'll hear how fast it took me to get on it. It was like no time at all. Here we go. Hey guys, this is Ed from the Disney Nerds Podcast. Come along with me as I ride the single rider line on the Millennium Falcon Smuggler's Run. Walking through a very long hallway till we get to a choice of two stairways, one on the left, one on the right, the hangar bays. I normally go left, but either way, whatever's the least crowded. The stairway takes you upstairs to where they start loading the Falcon and their crews. You'll listen in on the process. Hopefully I'm not going to be an engineer again.
Press it, just hold it down, and it automatically fires as long as you hold it down.
Oh, we kept banging on it. We've done this like 10 times.
Just push it down and hold it?
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Oh, you're sure.
Don't tell me to do every time you go on it.
There you go.
Well, just hold down the button.
One of these times we're going to have six people and we're going to try that.
Reset thing.
I can't wait till we can, yeah, the Wookiee trick.
Yes.
The Chewbacca thing.
Yes.
I just want to have six people I can all trust and know that everybody knows what they're doing. That'd be a fun trip.
We're kind of doing it. We're getting there.
Oh, yeah, yeah, no worries. Not necessary, but cool.
No, I mean, we're trying, yeah. Come on one time, a few times,
You have to aim, though?
No.
No, just hold the button.
Yeah.
Wow.
And actually, as you're starting up, you hit a couple buttons and make an automatic aim, too.
Yeah, but I can't remember how to do that, because it's the first time.
I know, there's so much going on when you get in.
Yeah. And you got to do it right away.
Hang on, if you're going to keep hitting the buttons on your side as they light up.
I do not.
Not today.
Not today.
You're braver than I thought.
You would be
freighting shipment of coaxium. Gunners, you clear the path. Pilots, line up behind the trace. And engineers, you harpoon that precious cargo. All right, into the cockpit. I hope you are ready, my friends. But to be sure, I will be coming along with you.
It's what?
A hidden Mickey?
Yeah. I have the old book, but I gotta think all the stuff in this.
Supervise younglings. Por favor, permanezcan sentados y cuide a los niños.
Gracias.
Huh? You're stressed out?
Seatbelts.
Anything that flashes.
Okay.
Flight engineers, repair test. Hit your flashing buttons. Only one engineer. I'll do it again to help out. Right, pilot, push the flashing button to take off. Pilot on the left, move your stick to fly right and left. I was just about to say that. Pilot on the right, pull back on the stick to fly up and push forward to fly down. This thing looks easy, eh? Weapons are online. Left pilot, hit the boosters. Now let's go get that coaxial. Right pilot, made the jump to light speed. Keep shooting! They've locked onto us! Take evasive action! Ah, there it is! After that plane! Flight engineers, fire the harpoons! Excellent! Now, gunners, shoot the cargo free! Left pilot, brakes! That could have been much worse. Okay, it's much worse. Yes, you got one. Excellent, my friends. Now power up the ship. Well, I can go axiom. Pilots, line up behind the tray so we can harpoon that last car. Get behind the tray. Gunners, shoot the tray. That car goes pretty. Keep shooting. Good job, my friends. Yes, yes, yes. We got the coaxium. I will grab it. You keep up to the tray. Gunship! Oh, that's ridiculous! Things are getting too hot! We've got to get out of here! Yes! A distraction! Fire the missiles at the tree! Hurry! Damaging the Falcon is, hey, not bad.
good.
Really?
Yeah.
We did pretty good.
You know, everyone gets a two.
Damage report.
I want 99.
Engine failure.
All right. I can't aim at anything, so I'm hoping.
Hyperdrive leak. That is not too good. Multiple hull ruptures. Well, it could be worse.
Yes.
Life support failure. Okay, that's something. Yeah, I'm just going to cut you off there. It might be faster if you list the parts that are not damaged.
If they grow better, would we get
you know, the ones that help us to breathe.
I think if you stay behind
the
train.
All right, my friends. You brought the Falcon back in one piece, and I guess that is something. Not a lot, but something. Welcome back to Batu. All right, I am making an executive decision. Everybody out.
Good job, guys.
Go on, get out.
Thank you.
All available techs, we have a Corellian freighter that needs immediate transport back to the maintenance bay.
So, Smuggler's Run was great, and that was probably the best run I had all day. We did have a really good record, good score at the end. We got the two containers of coaxium, and they were a really fun group. The ladies definitely knew what they were doing. The husbands, not so much, which was kind of funny. Now, one of the things I forgot to mention earlier was that in all the different rides I did on Smuggler's Run that day, there was one time we were coming back, and at the end of this one, did you hear at the end where you had a little extra talking about the damage to the ship, and he was kind of telling us how much money it's going to cost? Well, the ship itself or the ride itself is based on like kind of a wheel situation. So when you get into the cockpit of the Falcon, you spin around away from that entryway, I guess, you know, how you got on, and then you get into the ride and you do what you're going to do. When you're done with the ride, you swing back around to where you came on and you get off that way there. So if there is a delay, I guess, on a previous crew, they extend it. They said something like that, where the, you know, they extend it at the end with more damage. Now, one of the other rides I did take on the Smuggler's Run, when we came back after the mission, we actually stopped in space. We got pulled out of hyperspace, and we had to defend the ship for a couple seconds. And then we went back into hyperspace and ended up back at Batu. So that was pretty radical there in that it was kind of random. And I don't know if it was kind of part of that whole delay thing I was just talking about or if that just happens once in a while. I do have to say after 12 missions or how many I went on at that time, they were all the same mission. It just depends on your pilots on how well or how longer or how different the mission goes. So yeah, really, really fun time. And, you know, we're going to do one more Star Tours. Hey guys, this is Ed, and what you're listening to are the Ewoks in the Ewok Village at Star Tours. Come along and take a ride with me.
Hello.
I know I've seen this bag before.
Maybe it has a twin.
Safety information. When the automatic doors have opened, please proceed directly across the ramp into the cabin. Continue to move all the way across your aisle, filling in every available seat. Galactic regulations require that all carry-on items be safely stowed beneath your seats. To fasten your restraint, use the yellow strap to pull the belt out from the right side of the seat and snap the belt into the buckle on your left. For your safety, remain seated throughout your flight with your restraints securely fastened, and please watch your children.
Para su seguridad, permanezcan sentados, con el cinturón de seguridad ajustado, y cuiden a los pequeñitos.
Do not put on your flight glasses until instructed to do so by a crew member. One final reminder, smoking and photography are never permitted on any Star Tours flight. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to ask a Star Tours agent. You'll be boarding in just a few moments. Thank you.
Thank you.
Star Tours, 1401, you are cleared for departure.
1401? That's us. We can't take off. The captain isn't on board.
Auto takeoff sequence initiated.
Excuse me. You don't seem to understand. I am not the captain. I am C-3PO.
1401, cleared for takeoff. Contact departure on frequency 429.
Wait. R2-D2, I am not programmed to fly these things. Now just turn us around this instant before we get into trouble. I knew it! Don't shoot!
Prepare to be boarded, Captain.
I'm afraid there's been a terrible mistake. I am seeking...
We know you have this rebel spy on board.
I've never seen that human before.
Again.
Not again!
Don't underestimate my power.
Where are we now? The Wookiee planet. Imperial troopers, what are they doing here? I'm afraid you're not really allowed to be there. Artu, hit the brakes! It worked! Not this way, Artu! I'm sorry!
Doors. You may then unlatch your safety restraints by pressing the release button on your left. Make sure you have all your personal belongings as you exit. Thank you for flying Star Tours. Bye-bye.
Thanks for riding with me, guys. Just for the record, I was the rebel spy. See you later.
So how cool was that? I was the Rebel Spy. Now, I've only been the Rebel Spy once before, and the reason was I was only one of two people on the attraction. So that was a 50-50 shot. Now, this one was a pretty full car. And a Star Speeder. And it was pretty cool. So Star Tours, again, is a very, very fun opportunity. You get to see so many different switch-ups. And I tell you, I never get tired of riding it. At Hollywood Studios, Star Tours has become a nice little ride to go to because the wait time never gets more above like a half hour tops. And after 6 at night, there's just a walk on. It's just like you walk through the line, which is almost a shame because you miss a lot of the things going on. I did notice the scanner droid, and I have to go back and listen to it. But as I was listening to it, as I was editing tonight, I think I heard him like humming a Christmas carol. So that's pretty cool if that's the case. Okay, guys. So that's it for my little walk around of Hollywood Studios. And check us out next week. We're going to have the rest of the co-hosts back on again talking about our trip down to Disney World last week. We did a lot of things that were kind of new. We did a lot of things that were fun. And, we're looking forward to the next time we can go. So for the rest of my co-hosts, this is Ed, and we're the Disney Nerds. And we'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your